JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
This radio person is the whole problem.
Don't you got like a radio?
Is that a radio I hear?
Don't change my radio station.
Do not touch my radio.
Don't touch my radio.
You talk to the radio?
My aunt owned a radio station.
You need the radio.
And now it's time again for your favorite talk show host.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Friday,
yay!
April 5th. It just feels a little bit better waking up knowing it's Friday.
Mm-hmm. You're sporting your bro tank.
I know.
To
I'm
start
just.
The day.
I'm airing out, and then I'll change into my.
I don't understand. I was in the same workout with you. Like literally, I was drenched. There was a pool of sweat on the floor. Jeff walks up and goes, "Oh, you're definitely needing to shower before you go to work." And I was like, "You're right." And then you're here. How?
Smell?
Did you not sweat?
You saw me working out.
Yeah.
I was going hardcore. I had my headband on. It's soaked. It's drying out in the other room. Just I don't know if I sweat differently than you do. I think that's just maybe what it is. I don't know. Or not sweating properly. Am I not sweating properly?
I don't know, dude.
You just let yourself dry.
It's just
dry.
Weird. You're air drying in the studio.
Yeah, I'm air drying in the studio, kind of. Let it happen.
Yeah, when I came in this morning, just because of all the discussion of bro tank this week,
that's
I
not
said,
a bro
hey,
tank,
nice.
Anyways.
Yes, it is.
No, like the bro tanks look like a like
it's tighter.
Tiny. Yeah, that's a sleeveless hoodie thing.
I don't know.
Which is
what
also
you call
a weird
that.
Thing too, because that people like sleeveless hoodies. Like I just feel free.
A lot
like,
of people love working out in those dudes. I won't judge you.
Yeah, thank you.
A lot of people love working out in them.
But I said that when I came in, I said, "Hey, nice bro tank," and he goes, "Yeah, I'm just airing the pits." And I was like, "Ew, what is wrong with you?"
I don't understand.
Why would you say that to me?
I air dry. Well, I'm just I'm being honest.
You know, I'm just airing out my armpits.
Here I am.
Okay.
Air everything.
Good morning.
I left my pants in the car. I'll have to go get those and put those on.
I mean, he's wearing some kind of pants. I don't.
Shorts. Yeah. Yeah.
You made it sound like you were pantsless. Like you were just. Yeah.
I mean,
just
there's days where it's really hot in the summertime, and I would totally be comfortable being pantsless in the studio. And
just... You made that sound like you were just wearing a sleeveless hoodie. No, I would never recommend that because we do have fabric covered chairs.
Oh, no, that's true.
That's true. You're just gonna soak right into them.
Yeah, don't sit on the fabric covered office chairs.
No, no.
There's all kinds of stuff on these
because
chairs.
Your butt is so sweaty.
Yikes.
We're doing commercials for the Ferrell's thing, so I'm in the Ferrell's deal, and we're doing the nutrition, healthy eating. It's awesome. Last night was the beer show, and Liz. Totally took advantage of me not eating all the food that they brought out to us.
Oh, did she eat all the food?
Listen, first of all, one of them, Lauren, you know me. They came out with something called tachos, which is a pound of tater tots with smoked Gouda cheese and freaking, what was it? It was some meat and it was glorious. And I just had to sit there and look at it. And I'm like, oh, but my wife wants me to get in shape.
Did you really only drink one beer?
I had two.
Okay.
Two
that's
beers.
That's not bad. That's good.
I was really proud
for a beer
of
show. That's really good.
I mean, for Nick Gregith, that's really good. It was tough, but it was good. I got through it, man.
Good
I was really
man.
Proud of myself because when you're at a beer show and like, shout out to Granite City, you know, they take care of Rob, Liz, and I down there.
They get you guys up. You get quite the spread when you guys do the beer
show. They had a double IPA, which is glorious. Although I found out they have a low calorie. I don't know how this works exactly, but this company called Dogfish Head has. I'm ruining my good thing. That's how excited I am. This company called Dogfish Head. They have a low calorie IPA. It's only 3 grams of carbs.
Wow. So like the Michelob Ultra,
kind of IPAs. So I'm gonna give that a gander and see how that goes.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but man, it was good time though last night.
Bunch good.
Came down.
You guys do that what once a month?
Once a month. Well, we're doing the beer show. We stream it weekly, but we do it once a month live on there.
That's cool.
Which is fun. So it's worth hanging out and trying new stuff. I'm trying to get in shape. It's gonna be good.
Good
man. I'm trying to become Star-Lord. Currently, I am Andy from Parks and Rec.
Couldn't you just make Thursday your cheat day?
Could, but then you'd have like Sunday or Saturday.
It's a door I don't want to open. I'm just going to keep working hard.
Yeah, because that 4 a.m. workout after a Thursday cheat day, that's a bit of an ass.
Oh, I almost threw up this morning.
Oh.
Like with a minute left in the workout.
Really?
I was so mad at myself.
I thought you were just getting a drink of water.
No, God, no. I went to the bathroom and stood over the toilet and I was like, you can do this. You don't need to puke. And then I walked back out and I got at it and again, you know, for the last minute. And I'm like, don't puke. And I'm like trying to. Made it. I made it, damn
you
it.
Did it.
got through there.
Those tachos will get you.
I only had five little guys.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
All right, we got a full show for you. Free Fun Friday.
Lauren. Brisket.
Oh, those
look brisket
glorious.
One?
Those do look glorious.
Oh, you need to tweet that out. That's beautiful.
I did yesterday. Okay. All right, we'll and then there's so another photo of it sitting in front of Liz, crushed.
All right. We've got a Free Fun Friday for you, including your chance at all the big money and all the big tickets.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Now, be careful out there when you're driving. There's some pretty good fog right now.
Like pea soup.
So be aware of that as you're coming into work today.
Like pea soup in the air. Totally.
Are you stupid?
I don't know why I did that voice.
Stupid is.
But I did.
Does, sir.
It was a very interesting voice.
Because it's Friday and I'm feeling kind of weird.
So this is weird, but also brilliant.
Oh
and
gosh,
also
so
wrong. The cops in Beaverton, Oregon, pulled over a 31-year-old guy named Eric on Tuesday. And they found heroin and meth in his car.
Oh, man.
So he's going to jail. But they also found something else in that was way more interesting.
Uh-huh. Okay.
A notebook with Eric's thorough, well-researched plan for his drug and crime empire.
Well,
really?
I don't know how far you want to go on well-researched. This was his how to be a drug dealer business plan. Point number one, his number one way to get money for his drug dealing was to sell drugs.
Nice. All right. So he's been going to the local community college. He's taken a business class.
Yeah. Number two yeah. was to steal items from stores and sell them.
Okay. I could see that.
And his number three idea for making money as a drug dealer was to rob other drug dealers.
Whoa, now there you go. Now we're talking. Like, stick them up, buddy. I want your drugs and your cash. Because there's a new sheriff in town. I mean, by sheriff, I mean drug dealer.
The officer said he had it all laid out right out there. He felt he needed a certain amount of cash, ways how to recoup that cash, rules to follow for selling to customers, and how to outsmart the police.
Yep.
We see drug dealers who keep records, electronic records of who owes money, for example, but this was next level stuff.
Does anybody else picture this, like, done in, I don't know, like, crayons with stick figure drawings?
You think?
Like, to me, that's what this is.
Like, he's at the Applebee's and he's using the crayons that the kids get for the meals or whatever.
Yeah, it's narrated by a five-year-old.
It's on a napkin. It's not even on a notepad.
Like, it's, and you're just like, wow.
How old is this?
Number one, sell drugs.
Yeah. How to make money as a drug dealer. One.
Sell drugs.
Don't miss this. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
So he's in jail, but yeah.
Wow.
That's going on.
How I will make money with my restaurant. Sell food.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Brad Paisley broke ground on a free grocery store in Nashville this week. It's to help needy families who are dealing with food insecurity, and it's a big problem. One in five kids live that way. Brad's new venture will be called The Store, and it'll be located on the campus of Belmont University, where Brad went to school. It'll be open later this year. Instead of a soup kitchen or a food bank, it will look and operate like a regular grocery store. People go shopping through the aisles, then students and volunteers will be the checkers, but no money changes hands. Even the mechanical horse outside for the kids is free. The idea, Brad says, is to give people dignity. He says, quote, it takes away the sting of embarrassment for people who feel ashamed they can't feed their children when they're just trying to get back on their feet. He says, quote, the kids should not have to know what their parent is going through. That's not a stress a child needs.
I love that guy.
That's pretty amazing that he's kidding. Doing that. Well, the CMAs are this Sunday night and will feature all kinds of interesting collaborations, including This Is Us actress Chrissy Metz, who'll perform with Carrie Underwood. The two of them will be singing I'm Standing With You, which is on the soundtrack for Chrissy's upcoming film Breakthrough.
Could you imagine? Like, you're a good singer, Lauren. Chrissy's a good singer. It's Carrie freaking Underwood you're about to sing with.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine? Like,
how
let's do a duet.
Right? How intimidating is that?
Right.
Okay.
Like, could you imagine in any world standing next to her and like, let's duet together and harmonize a little bit. Oh, crap.
Yikes.
So here's a little, in case you've never heard her sing, here's a little clip of Chrissy singing. First, note that she's really good. And second, listen for what sounds like a rogue racquetball player.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
What a voice.
Can the child within my heart rise above?
You guys back off that.
That's a really emotional scene from one of my favorite TV shows.
Okay, is it? I imagine it had to be a scene from something. This is the clip they sent
her
us.
Her dad is overcoming alcoholism by punching a bag,
yeah,
okay?
I located the video. And it's a scene from the show.
Oh, okay, so they just sent us the audio clip. And it sounds professionally recorded right up until the racquetball player, which apparently is punching a bag.
He's actually, at the same time, punching a bag to defeat his alcoholism instead of having a drink. And having a Vietnam flashback. It's like sad.
Well, they didn't set up any of that.
No, they didn't.
No, I was playing that to put this together, and then I was like, JP, listen to this. Is she in a racquetball court?
It does sound like that. He is beating his inner demons right now. Love you, Jack.
Anyway, I've never seen
Don't
that
go back
show.
In the house.
R.I.P. Jack.
Well, Chrissy and Carrie will be joined on the CMAs by Lauren Elena, Mickey Guyton, Darius Rucker, and Maddie and Tay, who also all contributed to that film's soundtrack. So that'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
And finally, we have a big concert announcement for you, but we can't tell you until 8 a.m.
Nope.
Ooh.
JP already let it slip on the air that it's in Lincoln and that it's in a very large venue. So that narrows it down somewhat. Be here at 8 a.m.
All right. I'm starting to think now.
It could be a parking lot. It could be
Memorial Stadium.
Right. It could be. That's possible. Be here at 8 for the big reveal.
Capitol building? I don't know.
This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We love it when you share good things with us, so make sure you do that. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll have good things coming up and every day at 640.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate people doing good with good things. And if you've got one, send it to us, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Today, what is yours, Lauren?
My good thing today is Monty Scott, who is the hero we didn't know we needed. Monty is 12 years old, and he lives in Michigan. And people around here can relate to this. His mom jacked up her car hitting a pothole. And they don't have a lot of money, and so it was a big deal for them. So Monty took it upon himself. He has been going around after school with a wheelbarrow full of dirt from his own backyard and a shovel, filling potholes.
Oh, what a nice little guy.
That
is awesome.
In the neighborhood all around his house. And his mom didn't even know he was doing this because he was doing it before she got home from work. Somebody showed her a viral Facebook video. Like, hey, at work. Like, hey, isn't that your kid?
Yeah.
And that was what he was doing every day after school.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's very neat.
Speaking of awesome, I need both of you to please jump on Twitter right now and go to @Husker_Nick and look at the top tweet on my page. And we're going to bring this up.
What in the world is happening?
It was Cardio Friday this morning, and I'm in a good mood. And I love that. I love sending that gift to people. It's John Travolta. What movie is that? It's him, and it's the one with Jamie Lee Curtis where they're working out. Because she's equally as creepy. Flashdance? Something like that?
One of those.
No, it's not Flashdance. Flashdance is a
But yeah, it's like the creepiest gif you can ever gif.
Yep.
And it makes me happy
Perfect
to send it to
is
people.
What it's called. From
really?
1985.
Yeah, Perfect. It makes me happy to send
when
that
When an investigative
to
reporter travels to L.A. to write a Nacrid piece about a fitness craze.
You should look up the Jamie Lee Curtis version of that. It's equally as creepy.
He's dirty.
With the pelvic thrusting.
Oh, yeah. 80s aerobic stuff.
That one. It's disturbing.
That's similar to what JP was dressed like in class this morning.
True story. Yeah. My good thing is something awesome that we get to be a part of every year. It is Stuff the Bus to help out the Friendship Home. And that is all the residents there and collecting items that they need for everyday life that they basically, when they're in an abuse situation, they just have to drop and run. And Friendship Home, luckily enough, is a place that they can go for sanctuary, and they need all of these personal care items, cleaning supplies, paper products. So we'll be out Sunday. Coryell will be out with Liz from 1 to 4 at the South Walmart on 27th Street. It's going on all day Saturday and all day Sunday, so you can swing out there between it's like 9 to 5 both days. And then also Liz, who does Middays, Coryell does Nebraska Nightlife. Liz, who does Middays, is super competitive in the supermarket sweep.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going on.
She gets very serious about this.
That is going on this morning at Sam's Club. So if you want to watch it happen, and I believe Sparky from the Blaze is a part of it, too. It's a very competitive thing, and it's fun to watch Liz. She's never won it, and she's trying to win big with a supermarket sweep and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So if you get a chance to this morning, you're getting looking to kill some time, Sam's Club, go check it out a little after 8 o'clock for that. And then Stuff the Bus. Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 4 at Walmart and Sam's Clubs.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
I love me a food challenge.
This is so gross.
But this is amazing. It's not gross. It's amazing.
Oh, listening to the video this morning already. Oh, just wait, people.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
This guy is my new hero.
Okay, first, you lay out Brian exactly Shaw. Who he is.
You got the you can do it.
I mean, he's 6'8", 415 pounds.
You could do it.
There's, I'm 6'2".
6'8", 450.
Yeah.
That's 415. He's a big 415. Man.
415. Yeah.
He is he's one of the strongest men on the planet Earth. He lives in Colorado. I'm a nerd. I love the world's strongest
men. He has the 1,025-pound deadlift.
Yeah.
He eats, on a regular day, 16,000 calories.
How is that even possible?
Think about how many totachos or whatever that is.
Woo!
That's like four.
So, tater tot nachos.
If you follow like Brian Shaw on YouTube, he's got all kinds of videos of him doing strongman stuff, but also his eating challenges. And somebody challenged him to take on the Taco Bell menu.
Could you do this?
I don't know. It's 20,000 calories.
I would.
So it's one of everything on the menu,
breakfast,
right?
Breakfast and lunch, everything.
Oh, I would give it the old college try.
I would love to try it. I would make it very far. No way.
But I would be so happy to do it.
Eating challenges already are gross. But can you imagine how all the Taco Bell foods would sit in your stomach?
Right?
Oh, that may be like JP's gallon of milk.
And we'll get to that in a second.
Okay. But
this man, it's an amazing video. And I put it on Facebook so you guys can see him. He's out of Brighton, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And every item on the menu, which costs $120, by the way.
Which is kind of amazing that you could order one of everything on the menu and it's only $120.
Bucks. God bless Taco Bell. I love you. Right. I love you, Taco Bell.
And then Brian went and even ordered multiple quantities of some items, such as the three caramel apple empanadas.
Nice.
Because he's like, I got to have that.
He's like, these are just tasty. What's an extra 200 calories on top of this? Let's do it.
And at the beginning of the video, he's shoveling the food down his throat. He's doing great. But then within minutes, he's starting to regret this. And at one point in time, a quote-unquote weird sauce took him out of the game, and he was not the same. Here's the audio of Brian at this moment.
Oh, I mean, the first couple tacos were all right, but there's definitely a new level of discomfort. This can't explain, like, the stomach, what my stomach feels like right now. I'm going to try to, I need to try to finish that. That'll make me happy to get that down. I got a challenge myself a little bit here, but
that does sound like you.
It did. It
oh
did.
My god,
that is the from the milk challenge right here.
Myself a little bit here, but
stop.
When JP capped the milk. If you guys are just new to the show, one time he tried to eat a dozen donuts.
The firefighters challenged milk. Him to the
jerk firefighters.
Dozen donuts.
Milk and donuts challenge, which is a dozen donuts and a gallon of milk. And that is also why we are no longer allowed to do food challenges in this building.
Not even just the building, corporate wide.
Yeah, yeah. It's 300 some stations are not allowed
nationwide
to do this.
Not because in studio, of JP. Not at a sanctioned radio station event.
Because
I can
JP
still do food challenges on my own.
Because
which is not station related.
JP power heaved all over the equipment. And I'm still recovering.
Myself.
Oh, stop it.
There's another one if you want to go check it out. He eats everything on the Chick-fil-A menu one time.
Oh, wow.
That's a smaller menu.
It's actually less calories. Oddly enough, for the bigger sandwiches and stuff, but it's 14,000. Yeah, 14,000.
Afterward, there's even a video of him on the toilet doing a Q&A.
Q&A?
He says, my stomach started hurting. I started sweating a couple minutes into the challenge. My body was just freaking out. It was pretty awful. The toilet took a beating.
Can I point out, at some point in my career, I really hope I can have a Q&A while I'm on the toilet.
Right?
I have a new career goal. Awesome.
It's so good to have goals.
Yeah. You can see the video.
That's awesome.
On our Facebook page at KX969.
Good job, Brian Shaw.
Brian Shaw. Amazing.
He's the man.
Yep.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix96.9.
So something to try for this weekend, maybe. Or maybe you want to just go to the movies and see something
That's
awesome. Cooter Bocephus is next.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix96.9.
Yeah, it's time to go to the movies with a Redneck Movie Review. Some big, big movies going to be coming out in the next couple weeks. We had Us last weekend that was really huge. Before that, of course, was Captain Marvel this weekend.
Pet Sematary is one of the big ones
this weekend.
Yeah, that's
a big, big one that people want to go see. And then the other one is a DC movie, which other than Wonder Woman and Aquaman have not gone over well.
Mm.
So we'll see.
Those Batman movies were awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Sorry. It's the most recent batch. Because Batman v Superman and Justice League, they fell flat on their faces. So
my kids yell at me about this. I couldn't tell you what's a Marvel and what's a DC if you put $1 million on it for me.
We should play that game one of these days on the show. That'd be fun.
But right now, we're going to get a big-time Redneck Movie Review on Shazam from Cooter Bocephus.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies, too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, now listen up. Pretty sure this is the 19,000th superhero movie that's come out this year, which is pretty good considering we're only about 3 months and, well, we're in the fourth month, but it's like 3 months and like a week
into the freaking year.
19,000, that's a good pace we're on.
Yep.
Got another one in like 2 more weeks. It's going to make a bunch of money. But this week, it's Shazam. That's right. Say that a few times. Maybe you'll get superpowers because that's how the superhero gets them in this movie. He's a 14-year-old kid. He's an orphan. He's not super confident or happy with life. And then here comes all nibbity-dibbity-like this entity that says, hey, bro, want to get yourself some superpowers? Who's saying no to that?
Say my name so my powers may flow through you.
Are you for real?
Say, okay, Shazam?
This means Billy!
What is happening?
You're the only person I know that knows anything about this Caped Crusader stuff.
What are your superpowers?
Superpowers, dude? I don't even know how to pee in this thing.
You have bullet immunity!
I'm bulletproof.
You're dead.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, y'all, this movie's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. So, like, Shazam is a fun character. They're making him. You ever seen the movie Big?
Yeah, it just looks like Big.
Yeah.
All right, there's no Zoltan or whatever, Zoltar in this
movie.
Zoltar,
I believe, yeah.
It's actually something called Shazam in this one instead of Zoltar.
Okay. And he's not just a grown-up, he's a grown-up with superpowers.
Y'all, he is. And he's got the powers of, like, Atlas and Solomon and all these, you know, elders, something or other, and he's going to fight people. It's a good, fun movie. Take the kiddos to it. That's the whole reason they made this thing.
Right. It's like a happy superhero movie because they're all so dark and serious now, right?
Very, very true. It's because all the people who love these comics are all 40, so they're making them serious now, letting little kids get in here with Shazam. I'll give this movie 3 bags of pork rinds. Super solid, super fun, and by the way, Lauren, you pointed out earlier, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's getting like in the 90s.
Yeah.
People are loving
it. Both critics and audiences right at 90.
Yeah. So it's getting good reviews.
Cool.
I'm going to go 3 because I don't want to get yelled at if someone hates it. I just got on Twitter and I hate this thing. Why do y'all do this? Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bocephus, and I may not be able to read the credits at the end of the movie, but I know what a good movie is, right?
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix96.9.
On the way, you can be a part of Out of Context Contest and win your way to the movies. That's in minutes.
Ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning! J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
But Commander,
what in the world were you thinking?
No, that's legit not sexy.
What were you thinking?
That's no fun at all.
I'm gonna think of miss what you think of miss.
Your chance to play Out of Context Contest every Friday at this time. On Monday, it'll be Make It Right Monday. We'll do the best to help somebody out on Monday. But now we're helping you out by getting you to the movies. We have Casey, Chris, and Amber. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Awesome. Happy Friday, Amber. What's up?
Thank God.
I know, right? It is here. The weekend is upon us. Hopefully you're going to have like a great, fantastic weekend. All right, here's what we're going to do. Maybe we'll hook you up with some movie tickets.
There you go.
Make it better.
While we're doing it. This game is super simple. It is out of context contest. I took some audio out of context from our show. We're going to play it, and then I'm going to give you three options, an A, a B, and a C. Two of them are hopefully funny jokes. One of them is the truth, which usually sounds like a funny joke because we're a little right. squirrely on this show. And we'll give you an opportunity to win some movie tickets, okay?
Sounds good.
If you miss it, stay on the line because sometimes it cycles through.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the first one.
And sometimes we just give everybody tickets.
Facebook, I feel so guilty. I'd be positive lightning would strike me down or something immediately.
Yeah! All right.
You'll see that lightning's going to
strike down Lauren. A, Lauren's neighbor's running a meth lab out of their basement, and she'd feel guilty about calling the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, they like hang out for 4th of July, right. hot dogs.
Right.
B, Lauren thought about making her husband flip the lizard.
But
that's labor intensive, so she didn't feel like asking.
Who has that kind of time?
You'd be feel guilty. Lightning yeah. would strike you. Or C, after buying a 20-piece chicken nugget on the way home, she realized that if she was given 10 extra dollars, she'd have to go back and give it to him.
Okay. So, I obviously missed this one.
Is it meth lab, flip the lizard, or the 20-piece?
I'm going to go with a lizard.
We did talk about Lauren's husband flipping the lizard.
Which,
but it's not.
I feel like I need to clear up because I said that just like that. I was making up pretend gross things. And our boss was sure that was a real thing. And I had gone way over the line. Dude, I went way out on a limb. This was dangerous. At work, I put that into Urban Dictionary, Googled. It does not mean anything.
In that same segment, I said like 7 things way worse than whatever flip the lizard. Did.
However, from Googling it repeatedly, now my computer keeps showing me pictures of flip-flops with lizards on them.
That's cool.
They
That's
really fun. Think that I want to purchase
right, so
flip-flops with lizards.
All right,
so Amber, stand the line.
Stand the line, though.
You got a shot.
I did not say anything.
Good morning, Casey.
Casey, did you hear the audio?
Yes, I did.
Is it A, Lauren's neighbor's running a meth lab out of their basement so she'd feel guilty if she turned them into the cops? Or after buying a 20-piece chicken nugget on the way home, she realized that she's given an extra 10 bones, so she needed to return it to the person because she felt bad?
Well, I sure hope A is not happening here in Lincoln, Nebraska, so I will go with C.
Let's see.
Not my neighbors.
We're talking.
I'm 100% sure it's happening here in Lincoln, Nebraska, but yeah.
not your neighbors.
Yeah.
Yep, we're talking about how you feel guilty if you get something for free, and I asked the question, if you were buying a 20-piece chicken nugget and got 10 extra bucks, would you take it back? You tell that kid to quiet down. I'm just kidding with
it's
you.
It's all good. Casey's got a point. Here's number 2 in Out of Context Contest. So that means a lot of boom shakalakas.
That does
and,
mean a lot of boom shakalakas.
Yeah!
Nice. Why is there so much boom shakalaka?
A, it's because summer's almost here and JP has a chance to hook up with co-eds from all 50 states. Boom shakalaka! That harkens back to an old out of context contest.
I like an out of context contest callback within out of context contest.
That's
B,
exception.
JP is super excited about our new coach, Fred Hoiberg, and it's going to lead to all the quote, boom shakalakas. Or C, the Game of Thrones season finale is coming up, and JP thinks it's going to lead to a lot of boom shakalaka.
I want to say B.
It is B.
It's B.
Correct.
Fred Hoiberg!
All right, with Fred. All right, so Casey's got 2 points. Chance to steal the game away. Otherwise, Chris and Amber are waiting to take it away from you.
This one's from today. It was tough, but it was good. I got through it, man.
Good
I was really proud.
Yeah!
All right.
Okay.
A, Husker Nick had only 2 beers at dinner last night. B, it was Husker Nick's daughter Bailey's birthday, and Husker Nick was reminiscing about how he, not the doctor, delivered the baby. I got through that. Woo! Woo! Or C, Husker Nick was sick with the green apple splatters yesterday, but I survived.
I'll say B again.
I did not deliver my daughter.
Yeah.
That would be just
impressive.
I would not wanting to do that unless it was an emergency.
Well, they offered it to my husband.
Did you really? Did they really?
Yeah, it was a C-section.
Oh
wow! Wow, that's crazy. Even worse. Like, reach on in there. Like, yeah. Am I qualified to do this?
No, no, no. Sleep at a Holiday Inn
or
anything.
Mom's like, no, let's have the doctor do it, okay?
I might actually, like, nudge your liver out of place or something.
He has a hard time hanging photos sometimes. Yeah. Let's not do that.
All right, stand back line, around. Stand we got Amber. Amber.
Amber, is it A, Husker Nick only had 2 beers at dinner last night, or C, Husker Nick was sick with the green apple splatters yesterday but survived? Those are both feasible. It is A. I'm on a diet. Working on not having more than and the beer show was last night that I host.
You did it, man.
Listen, they were like basically throwing beers at me.
They were baiting you. Baiting you big.
And I'm like,
time.
No, we'll not have more than 2.
No.
No.
Well, congratulations, Amber. It came back around and you ended up winning your way down to the movies on us at the Grand Theater downtown.
Yay.
Woo-hoo,
hang on the phone. We'll get you your tickets, and you can be a big winner every Friday with Out of Context Contest. Pays to listen every day.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We're going to flip the lizard coming up in about 10 minutes and do something a little different than normal. That's on the way.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Normally, we'd be doing this.
Enough is enough! I take a flamethrower to this plane!
I don't know what we're yelling about!
I don't
know! All right! We've all got places to go! We've all got places to go!
And everything about you.
That's right. Normally, we do get it off your chest at this time.
But we're not. So sorry, nope. People calling right now.
Don't. Sorry. Don't. Change your mind.
Yes.
Flip your mind.
Yeah, guys, trust me. This positive. Is going to be good. We're gonna roll into the weekend on a high note because it's going to be gorgeous, mm-hmm. Right?
Beautiful, sunny,
so what
and 70.
That means is we all get to enjoy the great state. The best state in the union! Nebraska.
The National Day calendar.
Yeah.
The place that brings you, well, today is also National Flash Drive Day. It's the day that was patented. National Go for Broke Day, National Deep Dish Pizza Day, National Terrible
Deep
Day.
Pizza Day.
Hold on, National Deep Dish
Go
Pizza
back.
Day.
National Learn to Read a Roadmap Day, National Raisin and Spice Bar Day.
But most importantly.
And also, National Nebraska Day.
Yeah.
And so apparently, yeah, on April 5th, the Cornishers State gained recognition for its wide open spaces and scenic byways. Mm-hmm. That's the first sentence in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Nebraska, we love you.
So we want to, instead of gripe about things, we want to celebrate.
Yes.
That's right.
Your favorite things.
I mean,
about
think
Nebraska.
About it, guys. We have managed as a state to not only be amazing, but we managed to still be amazing while having to constantly touch Iowa. Like, that's amazing in its own right.
It's like you're sitting next to your brother and you're not real happy about sitting next to your brother for the entire trip. And that's
it's like
with
somehow
Iowa.
We're in contact with someone who has an STD, but we're not getting
it. Oh, wow. Jeez, that's extreme.
Extremely accurate. Try that again.
According to this, to celebrate National Nebraska Day, you should follow the trails of the pioneers and visit the cities on the prairies.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. What do you guys love about this fine, wonderful, beautiful, amazing state? What's your favorite things?
Favorite things?
I'll give you one simple one. We have some of the best. There is nothing like a sunny day on a lake fishing around some of the local lakes we have around Lincoln.
Yeah.
Are just, there is a little slice of heaven.
Yeah.
It's
there
God's
are
country.
Wonderful places to get outside.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I love all of our sports venues. It's just, it's so much fun to go sit at the ballpark, whether it be Haymarket Park or Werner Field or where, I mean, Memorial Stadium.
Yes, we love our sports here.
It's just, there's so many great places to go sit and watch sports. I would totally do that all day long and just not even leave.
Sarah says sunsets.
Oh,
that is your favorite.
We do have some awesome sunsets around here.
Isn't that when the sun runs away from Iowa? Like as fast as it can?
It is going into the west versus Iowa.
Yeah,
which is
yeah, running away. So, it's like,
All right, so.
Herpaderp we'll over do. There, run!
No.
Run from
there. Wow. All right, so if you'd like to celebrate Nebraska with us on National Nebraska Day, you can do it a couple different ways. It's on Facebook and Twitter right now, KX969. And yes, we are included there in people's favorite things of Nebraska. It's our morning show.
Are we?
Yeah, it's
oh,
in
yeah,
the
no,
photo.
We're right there.
It's, right there.
It's like
oh,
in
it's
the fine.
If it's legit, it's oh, it's in the photo.
We included yeah, it's in the fine. Photo we made?
Yeah. yeah. It's in the if you look closely, it's in the fine print.
Oh, okay, wait on there.
There's like 100 and some things. We're like the 400th, but we're there.
They were in there.
Mm-hmm. So according to UJP, the best things about Nebraska are the Huskers, tanking, Car Henge, and our show.
Just, I mean, I give you a few examples. That's not that far off.
I gave you a few examples.
Huskers, yeah. Tanking, yeah. Tailgating yeah. for the Husker games. Yeah.
So we want you to join in the fun.
Don't miss this. Next on the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
And celebrate National Nebraska Day with us.
Woo-hoo!
Tell us something good. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. Join in the fun from Max Musker.
Our high today. Once we get rid of all this fog this morning, we should see some sunshine later. Saturday, 72 with a 60% chance of thunderstorms, in particular in the morning and then late afternoon. There should be some sun there in the middle. And then 70 with a 40% chance of rain on Sunday. It is 46 right now.
JP, Lauren, Husker Nick.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
We're yelling about wonderfulness. Your favorite things about Nebraska. So 466-9696, changing it up a little bit. Normally we do get it off your chest, but today it is National Nebraska Day, and so we want you to celebrate with us at 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter.
One of my favorite things about Nebraska okay. is it's Eric Church's favorite state. Now, I know he's yeah. never said that, but I'm pretty sure we are.
You just know it somehow.
I'm 98% sure that that's true.
Yep.
I mean, he always starts his tours here, doesn't he?
He does. The last couple times he started out here.
It's science!
Carrie on Facebook says, the people are the best. Elizabeth says, the Huskers, duh. And
yeah.
Ashton says, your show. Thanks, Ashton. And the Parks.
Wow.
I agree on the Parks.
Hi, Kix. Hold on real quick. You'll be next. Hi, Kix. What's your favorite thing?
Favorite thing I have is pretty hickish, but I love driving through the country, just watching, especially during summer, watching the cornfields.
Yep.
And beans and everything. Just especially when in fall comes around, it's all golden. And, oh,
it's
man,
pretty.
We have the most beautiful dirt roads in the continental United States.
Yes, we do. That is a true fact right there.
Darn
whenever
right.
anybody says in the continental United States, I always think, is Hawaii better? Like,
maybe.
Like, I always jump to, why did you exclude Hawaii?
What I've never been. Don't forget about, was it Puerto Rico?
Could Alaska.
Have some nice ones. Alaska.
So 466-9696. I kicked hold on real quick. You'll be next. We want to hear from you to celebrate National Nebraska Day. Your favorite things about Nebraska. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. More of your calls after Michael Ray. It's Kix.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Celebrating Nebraska. It is National Nebraska Day. According to the National Day calendar thing, which also is a National Deep Dip Pizza Day, was a good thing. I can eat that. Deep dish pizzas all day. We wanted to hear from you on Facebook or Twitter as well, KX969, your favorite things about Nebraska.
Not a single person has brought up the Runza.
Oh, I'm surprised.
Or Valentino.
I was letting those ride until someone called in.
Dorothy Lynn's salad dressing is
nobody
really
has
good.
Brought up anything food related. What is happening?
Because we're all excited to get outside, Lauren, and do stuff, I think is what is going on. So we want to hear from you. You can do it on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Your favorite things about Nebraska. Hi, Kix. Good morning.
Hi. Okay, so we actually moved down here about 4 years ago from Alaska. And what,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but I always tell people, because I always get asked, why Lincoln, Nebraska? And I always tell people, the economy is great. It's super stable. The mm-hmm. cost of living yeah. is so low. The wages are still relatively high. It's historically one of the safest, healthiest, best places to raise a family.
Heck yeah.
Everyone is so lucky to be here.
Heck yeah.
Wow. There you go.
I like all of that. Our new spokesperson right there.
I was going to say, can somebody refer the tourism, her number to the tourism department?
I know. We need that to happen.
Write them some stuff.
I have to say about Nebraska, like some of the things about this state that are amazing, like we have the best mountains in the country, I think. And, like, we have some of the most beautiful rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Our canyons are prettier than anyone else's canyons.
Take
just
that.
We'll put that out there. And Nebraska, like, we are, it's gorgeous. We have rolling hills. It's flat when we need it to be. A lot. Like, we have the best college football program.
See, it is beautiful here. Mountains and canyons are an odd thing to call.
People live the longest while they're here out of anybody.
We, like I said earlier, it's amazing, and somehow we still touch Iowa. Like, that's amazing in its own right.
Which you're getting called out via our direct message. God. What's the heat with Iowa? But, yeah.
Our corn tastes better than anyone else's. Our steak, way better than anyone else's. Our fish, even our deep sea fish, way better than anyone else's. Like, we are just great.
Hi, Kix, what's your favorite thing about Nebraska?
Oh, it's got to be all the great hunting.
Oh, yeah. That is a very true
There's
fact.
Some awesome hunting around here.
Yes, that's true.
It is amazing.
All right.
That's a good our version. We can also be proud of things that we don't even have here, apparently.
What do you mean?
Our deep dish pizza tastes way better than anywhere else.
Our version of Hollywood is better than the normal Hollywood.
Where would that be?
It's right down by the rail yard, just down the street. You'll see it down there. You just got to go looking. You'll find it. Somebody there's just, everything's
just
here.
Just tweeted us, Lenoma Beach.
That's right. We have Lenoma Beach. What?
The Avoca duck races.
Thank
that's
you.
That's another great thing about Nebraska.
Brianna says the cost of living. That's
oh, yeah, that's yeah. a big thing. Hi, Kix.
The favorite thing about Nebraska is the change of the seasons. I'm not from here, and I love how you can see every season, and it's beautiful here.
And sometimes every season all in one day.
That's yeah. true. Sometimes yeah. you don't have to wait a whole year.
Right, you just get it.
Yeah, it's just lovely here. And the people.
Mike says,
we will save you time if you want to see the seasons. We can do it in like 3 days.
That's right.
Got a text. Mike says, Husker Nick.
Yeah, that's I'm way down that list. It's but I'm there. Somewhere. Like, our teachers are smarter than everyone else's teachers.
Uh-huh.
That's on the list of stuff that makes this place great.
Lizzie on Twitter says, our gorgeous lakes, jet skiing, barbecues, and day drinking every weekend in the summer.
Jason says, Kix
they
over any
actually
other.
They don't do that in other states.
That's right.
Jason
ours
says,
is better.
Kix over any other radio station in the eastern part of the state.
Yeah.
By far.
Wait, who's in the western part of the state that beats us?
That was unnecessarily Ooh. Specific,
I'm
sir.
I'm going to get in a fist fight with them.
We greatly appreciate right you. If you'd like to celebrate it, you can do it online Ooh. As well. Facebook or Twitter.
Kix, our Great Lakes are better than anyone else's Great Lakes. Don't forget about that one.
Take that, Michigan.
Boom.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Pretty sure we're the birthplace of the blues. I'm almost positive. That's also part of it.
Our zoos are better than anywhere
That's true.
Else.
That
100%.
Is an actual fact.
Whoa.
And Jungle John's next.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard.
Lizard.
It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled. Skittles is enjoying my hot body.
We all enjoy his hot body, but he will not be on camera unless he brings an animal in. I'm sorry, we won't be Facebook Live today.
There's just some animals you don't want me to bring into the studio. They behave worse than Husker Nick.
Name one, okay? I don't believe you.
A Calabas monkey. You don't want it in here.
Lauren, who would probably be worse in this studio, a Calabas monkey or me?
I mean, you cook eggs and bring them in Thank the studio you. All morning. People Thank come you. Down the hall well, like, one of you.
JP's been airing out his armpits all morning.
Well, would Husker true. Nick be defecating on the walls?
I mean, there's always a chance.
Well, that's true.
There's yeah. You're not, you know.
Do you have loose bowels?
Oh, sometimes, man. Let me tell you. I mean, seriously.
That was at 8:12, by the
it
way.
It just depends. It just kind of depends on what I had for dinner the night before.
Oh,
but
that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But Calabas monkeys eat nothing but plant material.
Oh,
so
see,
they
I
have
like
a very
meat.
High fiber diet.
Oh, no. I eat a lot of meat.
No, but you need fiber to move things through.
That's true really fact.
Do. Okay, why are we talking about Calabas monkeys? Can we move on from poop chat?
Well, because we have brand new monkeys at the zoo.
Yay! That's
what
why he's saying.
What is a Calabas
And they
monkey?
Throw
a Calabas
poop.
Monkey. They're gorgeous. Beautiful black and white monkeys from Africa, okay?
Yeah. Awesome.
The big male from the top of his head to the tip of his tail is about 4 feet long.
Wow.
It's just, and they're kind of nicknamed the Elvis monkey.
Nice.
Because they have this big, they have a big cape of hair. Like, you know, Elvis would jump around the stage with his cape.
Oh,
the big males
okay.
have this big, beautiful black
really?
And white.
Do they also kind of look like they have chops? How their faces are, or no?
No, they're not. Well, they have a very interesting fur on their face
okay.
because they're ringed in black. They have black top and they have these white beards. Okay. So,
awesome.
They're really
so they're like professors.
They look like professors. Somebody commented yesterday, looks like Chapo, dark on top and white on the
We should do a side by side.
I love you too.
We'll have
but
to do a side by side.
I mean, really brand new with the zoo. Just came out.
Very
a
cool.
Days ago. really.
So they are on display
they
now, not
are
just
on exhibit. One male and two girls.
So
exactly.
Are one of our first big new things that are
yes,
out there.
Yes, exactly. But they're in the old, they're in the original lemur exhibit.
Okay.
So they're not in the zoo expansion footprint. So we've got new critters coming in the original zoo besides the new zoo.
Wow.
So lots of really cool stuff.
Wow.
That's exciting
but
stuff.
But in addition to that, a little over 1 month from today is when you unveil the big new stuff.
That's right. We're going to be unveiling all the great stuff, you know, the tigers and the giraffes with long neck critters and swinging with monkeys. Exactly. Oh my.
So God. I was I was on the National Zookeepers Forum yesterday, and I was just kind of chatting with some of my friends.
You're talking with the National Zookeepers?
Yeah, on the National Zookeepers Forum. And they said there was a rumor floating around that you are getting velociraptors. Is that not true?
Well,
or is that true?
We were trying to keep that under wrap, but you have just revealed everything, Husker Nick. I mean, if anybody can expose something, it's you.
And then so also on that, it said that you would be on the display and you would ride them shirtless.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, with my gray hairy chest out there in front.
Nice. You're going to look like Putin.
I have to shave my head to look like that, man.
Hairless riding through the jungle. Riding. Shirtless.
That's funny.
So actually, we're thinking more about a Kraken, but we decided.
Oh, a Kraken would be sweet. No, that's a pretty good idea.
Krakens, velociraptors,
good idea. Like a megalodon?
Exactly.
Megalodon
like I said, my brain just kind of goes to mush when it comes to
monkeys are cool too, though.
The megalodon.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura.
Put the megalodon in with the penguins. They have a little
That's
area.
A great idea.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
When can I be on your board of ideas?
Oh, yeah, we'll take that under very serious consideration, Husker Nick.
I like to call it the board of ideas.
The board of ideas.
It's written all in crayon. You got pictures of the megalodon. And
it's like a board of directors, but you do even less.
and I'm glad you said crayon, because that's about at the highest level that Husker Nick, I think, can handle sometime. You know?
That's so funny.
Exactly.
I only know three colors, guys.
Well, exactly. But, you know, probably black, blue, and red.
No,
knowing
come on.
You.
Red, white, and black. Yeah. Come on, John. Those are Husker colors.
He's Husker.
Black and blue.
Oh, my God. You said black and blue. Blue's not a part of the Husker colors.
No, but when Husker Nick loses, you know, playing golf, he hits himself over the head. He gets a black and blue mark.
Now you're just saying crazy stuff.
Well, you're
this
not
is a serious morning
you're,
show.
Well, you've been more. He's been so. I've got to go golfing today.
I'm excited to go golfing today.
I've got to go golfing.
Excited about it. Well, the weather's going to be beautiful to go do that or go to the
get
zoo.
Get your putter and go have fun.
I will. Okay. So the zoo, I got my membership. I'm ready to roll with Carter Man and the kiddos.
That's good because there's a lot of things happening.
Bailey's
year.
All fired up. She can't talk yet, but I know
she
is.
She has no idea what's happening, but definitely fired up.
No, she's
going to see that.
She's like her dad. No idea what's happening.
Just excited about it. Don't know what it is.
Exactly.
She'll see the entryway and just all of a sudden she'll just.
She is a lot like me. She has no idea what's going on. She poops her pants sometimes. Drools a little bit.
Randomly vomits.
Sounds like her father.
or a Calibus monkey.
Or a Calibus monkey.
One of the
father,
two.
You know.
Okay, we do need to make a side-by-side, though, of a Calibus monkey.
We are going to do that today.
That's
I
happening.
Will get that up a little bit later on for you guys to check out. But Jungle John?
Hey, you know what? We'll see you at the zoo.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Lauren has amazing music with Racquetball.
Why is there a racquetball player?
We've got the nitty-gritty from Music City coming up from Todd Valley Farms.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9. Keeping you in the know from Music Row, it's the nitty-gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Brad Paisley broke ground on a free grocery store in Nashville this week. It's to help needy families who are dealing with food insecurity, and it's a big problem. 1 in 5 kids live that way. Brad's new venture will be called The Store, and it'll be located on the campus of Belmont University, where Brad went to school. It'll be open later this year. Instead of a soup kitchen or a food bank, it will look and operate like a regular grocery store. People go shopping through the aisles, then students and volunteers will be the checkers, but no money changes hands. Even the mechanical horse outside for the kids is free. The idea, Brad says, is to give people dignity. He says, quote, it takes away the sting of embarrassment for people who feel ashamed they can't feed their children when they're just trying to get back on their feet. He says, quote, the kids should not have to know what their parent is going through. That's not a stress a child needs.
I love that guy.
That's pretty amazing that he's doing that. Well, the CMAs are this Sunday night and will feature all kinds of interesting collaborations, including This Is Us actress Chrissy Metz, who'll perform with Carrie Underwood. The two of them will be singing I'm Standing With You, which is on the soundtrack for Chrissy's upcoming film, Breakthrough.
Could you imagine? Like, you're a good singer, Lauren. Chrissy's a good singer. It's Carrie freaking Underwood you're about to sing with.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine? Like,
how
let's do a duet.
How intimidating is that?
Right.
Okay.
Like, could you imagine in any world standing next to her and like, let's duet together and harmonize a little bit. Oh, crap.
Yikes.
So here's a little, in case you've never heard her sing, here's a little clip of Chrissy singing. First, note that she's really good. And second, listen for what sounds like a rogue racquetball player.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?
What a voice.
Can the child within my heart
you guys back off that. That's a really emotional scene from one of my favorite TV shows.
Okay, is it? I imagine it had to be a scene from something. This is the clip they sent us.
Her dad is overcoming alcoholism by punching a bag,
I located the video. And it's a scene from the show.
Oh, okay, so they just sent us the audio clip. And it sounds professionally recorded right up until the racquetball player, which apparently is punching a bag.
He's actually, at the same time, punching a bag to defeat his alcoholism instead of having a drink and having a Vietnam flashback. It's like... sad.
Well, they didn't set up any of that.
No, they didn't.
No, I was playing that to put this together, and then I was like, JP, listen to this. Is she in a racquetball court?
It does sound like that. He's beating his inner demons right now. Love you, Jack.
Anyway, I've never seen that.
Don't go back
show.
In the house.
R.I.P. Jack.
Well, Chrissy and Carrie will be joined on the CMAs by Lauren Elena, Mickey Guyton, Darius Rucker, and Maddie and Tay, who also all contributed to that film's soundtrack. So that'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
In case you missed it just a little bit ago, we made a big concert announcement. Miranda Lambert will be bringing her Roadside Bars and Pink Guitars tour to Lincoln this fall. She is coming to PBA on October 11th, and she's bringing the Pistol Annies and Tennille Towns with her. So
nice.
That's going to be a big show.
Oh, I can't wait to hear some of those songs live off her last album.
And I really am excited about seeing the Pistol Annies.
Me too.
They've been doing amazing stuff lately.
Truly cool.
Tickets go on sale 1 week from today, Friday, April 12th at 10 a.m. with a pre-sale the day before. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We'll send you to the movies if you can figure out what's real and what's fake with fake news.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news. I can hardly wait.
All right, we're going to play Fake News Friday with our new friend, Trevor. Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good.
Trevor, do you feel confident in your ability to decipher what is real and what is fake in this crazy world?
0%, but let's do this.
That's all right. Okay. We're going to play anyway.
All right, so what I'll do is I'll give you some headlines. You just have to tell us if they're real or if they're fake, and you'll win your way to the movies, okay?
All right.
All right. Headline number one. For Fake News Friday. Cats recognize their own names even if they choose to ignore them. Is that a real or fake headline?
Real.
And you are absolutely right.
That just came out today.
Well, you want to cuddle with your cat on the couch. There's a bunch of times you'll call them. They're not coming. They're just ignoring you because they don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're cats. But they do recognize their names.
My cat answers every time. If you say his name, he will meow back at you. Say, Sweeney, meow. Every time he answers you. He knows his name.
That according to Scientific American. So cats recognize their names. You got a point there. Headline number two. Tourist in White House gift shop browses rack of security clearances.
What? Oh.
The tourist in White House gift shop browse rack of security clearances. Is that a real or a fake headline?
Fake.
You are right about that.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah. It hasn't gotten quite that loose.
Okay, so headline number three, you can go for the big sweep here. Kevin Hart was nearly injured by a bunny on stage. Is that a real or fake headline?
Real.
And you are absolutely right.
What
that
the
is
heck
real.
Happened there?
I actually have Mr. Kevin Hart to tell us about this.
I heard today when you and Tiff were together, you couldn't handle a bunny.
What I did was save a bunny's life today.
Did anybody get him the clip? Anybody else in that situation would have panicked. I simply handled it correctly. I said, hey, bunny, don't move. The people need to see me with you, so you need to calm down.
And the bunny calmed down.
Well, the bunny didn't calm down. The bunny actually did a little thing called scratch my chest. My chest is bleeding still, Kev. But to the people, it looked like I was calm, collective, and in control.
So Kevin Hart got attacked by a bunny.
It happens.
And held his own, I guess. But congrats, you held your own. Shoot, Trevor, you won your way to the movies on us.
Woo!
Thanks for playing Fake News.
Next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Our big thing, I can smell it right now. Bacon. We'll get that on the way.
J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Thing today is all of the bacon.
So it
is
much bacon.
The best event ever because you get bacon, bacon, and more bacon. It is the Star City Bacon Fest 2019. The Nebraska Pork Producers Association put it on, and Jane is in. Good morning. Bring that microphone down so we can talk to you. Just right there.
Yeah, there we go. How about that? Yeah.
There we go.
What can we expect at Bacon Fest this year?
Lots more bacon than you can probably ever eat. So, but it's all going to be fantastic. So.
It's a tasty treat to go down there. So how many vendors do you guys have?
I think we're around 23 right now.
Wow, that's awesome.
And these are all restaurants from around town?
Restaurants. The Nebraska Pork Producers, we have a booth. We have Hormel is our bacon sponsor. So they have the Hormel Bacon Station, which is five big chafing dishes full of five different kinds of just plain bacon that you can just go up and
have a piece of bacon.
Five pieces, 10 pieces, whatever does it for you.
I will say pace yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
So have have the samples, go through all of them first, and then go crazy at your favorite.
Yes, it's really tough to make it through all, 20 plus booths, plus eat bacon.
It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah,
we have some people
that say a lot of people tell us, I can make it about halfway through, and then I'm done. Yeah.
And so all the different vendors, they're making creative things with their bacon?
Yes. Okay. Everything from sweet to savory. We've got cupcakes, we've got jerky, we've got...
One of the best I ever had was the grilled cheese bacon, it grilled onto the grilled cheese. It was all bacon strips all the way around it in a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
It was the most amazing thing I've ever had in
that
my
life. That
was
Chef John Benton. Yes. Yeah. That was pretty awesome.
So good.
Yep.
All right. So Bacon Fest, Lincoln Marriott Cornhusker Hotel will be there on Sunday. It starts at what time?
4:30. 4:30 to 7.
And you can buy tickets at the door?
You can buy tickets at the door, or you can buy them online at starcitybaconfest.com. They're $25.
Yep.
Children 10 and under, there's no charge. So, nice family event.
And you can go in and then you get to vote on your favorite.
You get to vote. Yep, there's first, second, and third places. We give away prizes. We sell raffle tickets, but then we give away prizes every 15 minutes. We're giving away a couple packages for bacon for a year, which is 52 packages of bacon. We're giving away a 2019 new Traeger grill.
Wow.
That's the grand prize. Very cool. We give something away about every 15 minutes. So.
And you got Screamers Cabaret out
Screamers
there again, too.
Screamers is coming.
They were awesome last year.
They're coming back to do all the entertainment. But you are right. I mean, kind of, not only do you need to pace yourself at the event, but maybe don't eat for like 24 hours before you go. Because
I literally am eating lunch at 11, and I'm not going to eat again until I get to Bacon Fest.
Probably a good idea.
Okay. Yeah. So Bacon Fest this Sunday, 4:30 to 7, the Cornhusker Marriott Hotel. Get on down there and support our Nebraska pork producers and the amazing stuff that they do. Jane, thank you so much
thank
for letting
you.
Us be a
Thanks
part of it.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
More free money and concert tickets. Cash and concerts, your next keyword minutes away. So put this current one in and get your chance to win too. McBride, MCBRYDE.
Got
it's a little
it.
Bit different, but we got it.